Mark chapter 1, verses 16 to 20. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Cast a net, chuck a net down, okay. Casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
Come, follow me,
Jesus said.
And I will help you fish for people.
At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him.
Brilliant. Well, a big thank you to the fishermen and to the helpers in that story. Let me read to you one of those Bible verses that we've just had in our story. It's up on the screen. Mark chapter 1, verse 17. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. We've already prayed in our song, but why don't we pray again that these truths would really help us in our day-to-day life. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful story about these brothers and the day when they first started to follow Jesus. We pray that you'd help each one of us to understand more about what it means to follow Jesus and to serve him. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So as I said at the beginning, the adults have been working through Mark's gospel. And just click. Nathan, I might need to ask you to be our clicker, because that's not working today. There we are. It is now. Great. Thank you. We've been working through Mark's gospel, and we've learnt some wonderful things about Jesus, the most wonderful king that there is. But this is the day that people first start following Jesus in Mark's gospel. And we've seen four brothers, Simon and Andrew, and then from another family, James and John. And they're just ordinary people. I don't know if you're very special here today. It might be that we've had someone here who's been spending the week with the Queen. Has anyone been spending the week with the Queen? No? Okay. Has anyone been Yes, one over there. Okay, well, has anyone been designing a spaceship this week? We do actually have someone in our church who works with composites, but he normally puts them on trains and planes. But they could go on a spaceship as well. But I don't think we've got many people building spaceships. Have we got anyone in here who's been negotiating Brexit this week? No. So probably most of us are from fairly normal homes. And I guess that if we ask around, and you can do this over coffee afterwards, we've been at work. Hands up if you've been at work this week. Hands up if you've been at home this week. Hands up if you've been moving house this week. Well done, James and Andrea. Lovely to welcome you from Lossiemouth in Scotland. Hands up if you've been at school this week. Yeah, brilliant. A few people at school. Fantastic. Well, for James and John and Simon and Andrea, it was just an ordinary day. But this was the day that their lives turned from being ordinary to being extraordinary. This was the day that they became disciples, followers of Jesus. And we're just going to see two things from this story today. Two things that Jesus called his followers to do, and two things that he calls us to do as well. And the first is to follow, and the second is to fish. To follow and to fish. We're going to look at those two parts. And if you want a summary of what we've been doing, at the end of the day, we'll give you a sheet which has got what's on the screen now and a few questions if you want to take this a little bit deeper at home. So let's think first of all about the disciples following Jesus. Now there's two things I'd like us to see about following Jesus. The first is that it's a big thing, and the second is that it's a brilliant thing. So first of all, let's focus on following Jesus. It's a big thing. Now this week I signed up on Instagram. Does anyone actually know what Instagram is? I didn't really, but all the teenagers in the area are on Instagram. And it's a good way of following bands like Soulbox, which was the band that was here in St. Peter's School this week. And actually, it's very easy to follow bands and youth work, like the Thrive Youth Work, which is here in Huntingdon, by just clicking on your screen. You just follow, and it's like that. Do you think that following Jesus is as easy as clicking on Instagram? Maybe for some of you, you're not used to social media, so it's actually quite difficult. We've seen, haven't we, in this story, that for Andrew and Simon and James and John, they started following Jesus immediately. But it wasn't easy. It was very hard. Let's have a look at the story. Let me read it to you again and follow down if you're a reader and you've got your Bible open in front of you on page 1002. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, we saw Jamie acting as Jesus and walking along. He saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once, they left their nets and followed him. Now, I don't know if you have a job in the week, or maybe you work at home, or maybe you're in between jobs, but following Jesus, it's not like just signing on with social media. It's more like training for the Olympics, because it affects everything that you do. Your spare time, your relationships, it affects everything. It affects your working life. Now, some of you guys might work on I can see that it's got a Pear on that computer. It's not an Apple, it's a Pear computer. Some of you might work on a computer and in your office. Well, did you see in verse 18 that Simon and Andrew, they had to leave their nets and follow Jesus? They left their work behind. How about for James and John in the next part? When he'd gone a little bit further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Not just work, but family as well. It affects our family. Does this mean that if you start following Jesus, you'll definitely have to give up your day job and you'll definitely have to say goodbye to your family? Well, it might do. And there is actually one member of our church who did have to leave his family from another country, from a Muslim background, to follow Jesus. And that's very hard. But actually, probably for most of us, it won't mean leaving our day job, and it won't necessarily mean saying goodbye to our family. But it will affect that, and it will mean that Jesus has to come first over our work, what we do in the office, or in school. And he has to come first in our family as well. And it might be that as we start to follow Jesus, our family don't think that that's a very clever idea. So it might affect that, but it certainly will bring hardship for each one of us. For Jesus, the way was a way towards the cross. And as we read Mark's gospel, we're going to see the same thing. We're going to see people walking on the path towards the cross. And if we start to follow Jesus, it will mean changes. And it will mean putting Jesus first. And that will sometimes be hard. One friend of mine, when he was at school, he was bullied for being a Christian, just because he was involved with Christian things. One of our girls here at Christchurch Huntingdon, her sister is a doctor, and she got into a hard time for standing up for Christian values in the workplace. Following Jesus is a big thing. It affects everything that we do. Well, should we close our Bibles? Should we leave it there? Should we go home today? If following Jesus is a big thing, then maybe it's not worth it. What do you think? Girls, do you think it's worth following Jesus? It is! Oh, I'm glad. You're right. It is tough following Jesus, and it means changes in our lives. But it's a brilliant thing. Did you see how powerful Jesus is in this passage? He just needs to say, "Come, follow me." And people leave their family and their jobs and they start to follow him. What authority he has. That's the word that we're going to be thinking about more next week. Now, I don't know if you've ever met the Queen. I did once when she was coming to Adu. I didn't get to meet her. She was just walking past. She's quite short, isn't she? But she's a great lady and she's a great Christian follower herself. But the thing about a king or a queen is that they have authority. That means that what they say happens. If the Queen says, "I'd like 6 of my corgis to come on my next travels," they'll be there. People will make sure that there's space in the helicopter for them. If she says, "I'd like pedigree chum," fish flavour for my corgis next week. It'll be organised because she has authority. What she says happens. And in the same way, when we look at Jesus in Mark's gospel, we see he has authority. He just says something and people leave their nets and leave their family and they follow him. Jesus is the king. He has power over disease, over the devil, over disaster, over death, and as we see here, over the direction of people's lives. So Jesus really is the king, and therefore following him, it might be a big thing, it might be a hard thing sometimes, but it's also a brilliant thing, because following Jesus is following the king. And yes, it'll affect every area of our lives, but it'll always be for the best. Jesus is the king of love, of light, and of life. Why wouldn't we follow him? And Jesus is calling disciples today. He's calling us to follow him. He's calling us, as we saw last week, to turn around, to turn from our sin and from going our own way and living for ourselves and doing the things that we know are wrong, to trusting in him and following in him. It's a big thing to follow Jesus. It's a brilliant thing to follow Jesus. And we're going to sing about that now before we come back to fishing for Jesus. Now, we've been thinking about following, and we're going to think about fishing now. If any of the youngest children would just like to do some colouring as we talk about fishing, you're very welcome to do that. Emma's got some colouring sheets at the front if you want to grab some, and if not, you can grab one at the end on the way out. Okay, so we've been thinking about following Jesus, and we've seen that it's a big thing, and we've seen that it's a brilliant thing. It is wonderful to follow Jesus. Now we're going to think a little bit more about what Jesus asks us to do in terms of helping other people. Let's look back at verse 17. If you've got your Bibles open on page 1002. So, page 17. Some good colouring going on at the front. This is good. We've got some fishing themed colouring here. So and there's some lots of felt tips. Brilliant. Let me read to you verse 17. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Huh, that's a bit strange. Fishing for people. Do we have any fishermen or fisherwomen here today? Hands up if you've ever done fishing. Hands up. Great. Yes, brilliant. Now, what have you... Is it Alex or Oliver? I get you muddled up. Oliver, what kind of fish have you caught before?
Bass.
Sea bass? Was that in the sea? Or was it... Yeah? Freshwater ones? Yeah? Great. Anyone else? What fish has anyone else caught? I saw some other hands. Yeah, Simon? Mackerel. Brilliant. Colin?
Pike.
Good one. Anyone else? Lizzie? Minnows with a net. Minnows with a net. There's a trout up there. And in my time, I've done a little bit of trout and salmon fishing. Now, the way that we catch salmon and trout is with fly fishing. And it's quite an art. You know, I've been up to Scotland 5 years in a row. And it was only on the fifth year that I finally caught a salmon. But I tell you, it was worth it when we got there. But Jesus isn't asking us to fish for fish. He's asking us to fish for people. Now, this did actually happen in our family because we were still learning to cast the fly and it caught someone behind us. But that's not what Jesus is talking about here. He's talking about us learning to help people to follow him. When Jesus was reaching Simon and Peter and Andrew and Simon was Peter, wasn't he? Simon and Andrew and James and John, they didn't fish with a hook. They fish with a net like this, and they throw out the net and they gather it in and they'd see if they've caught any fish. And he's saying, you're to leave that old job and you've got a new job now. It's to fish for people. You're to catch people for the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean going around with a net or with a hook. It means helping other people to do what we've started to do. We've started to follow Jesus if we're a disciple, like we were thinking about in the first part. It might be that some of us are still thinking about that. But it might be that many of us have started to follow Jesus. And Jesus has got a job for us to do as well. He wants us to fish for people. We've been learning about this at our midweek course, the School of Rock, the School of Reaching Out with Christ. And we've been thinking about how we can share our own stories. And if you're around in 10 days' time, a week on Wednesday, we're going to carry on with the School of Rock. And one of the things we're going to do is practice how we can tell our own stories. How did we come to know Jesus? So that we could say to a friend, if we're sitting in the hairdressers, we get into conversation and we talk about how we've come to follow Jesus. But can I say that being a fisher person for Jesus is a big thing? Because again, people don't always like it. And it might be that people don't like it when we try and share the good news of Jesus. It was certainly the case for Jesus' followers. Most of them were martyred. That meant that they had to die for their faith. And certainly all of them had a hard time in those first days of following Jesus. But it might be hard for us as well. It might be hard for us today because it takes a long time for people to hear about Jesus. And there are lots of stepping stones along the way. When I caught my first salmon, it took 5 years before I caught it. And it might be for us today. We're trying to share the good news with our friends. And it takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of bravery to be willing to say at the office that we went to church on the weekend or that we're a follower of Jesus. It takes bravery. It takes patience. But although it's a big thing, is it worth doing? Katie and Lucy, you gave me a nod earlier. Is it worth telling people about Jesus? Yes, there's a nod there as well. It's a big thing, but it's a brilliant thing as well. It's such a wonderful adventure, helping people to help others to follow Jesus. And I'd like to finish by telling you the story of a man called Albert. And it's probably unlikely that you've heard of Albert McMakin. He lived many decades ago in the US. We've got some folk with us today from the US. These guys are from South Carolina. You guys are from Florida, is that right? So Albert McMakin, he lived in Charlotte in South Carolina. And he was a kind of decent sort of chap. If his friends were talking about him, they all respected Albert because he lived a very upright sort of life. But one time a preacher came to his town and came to share the good news of Jesus. Some of the things that we've been seeing over the last few weeks about how Jesus is the king, but he's the king that sets us free from our sins. He forgives us and he changes us and he turns our lives around. And Albert realized that although he was an upright sort of chap and people respected him, that wasn't enough for God, because God is absolutely perfect. And each one of us have turned our back on him. And we haven't lived like we should. In the Bible's words, we're sinners. We've rejected God. And we need the forgiveness that only Jesus can bring to us, that he gave us at the cross. So Albert realized that he needed to turn around and to trust in Jesus. And he started to do the first thing that we've been looking at today. He started to follow Jesus. But once he started to follow, he started to fish as well. And he was a farmer's son. He was 24. And he would drive his truck to take other children and young adults and other friends of his to hear the same preacher share the good news. And there was one young lad who wasn't particularly interested in all of this. His name was William. He was more interested in girls and baseball. But because Albert said that he could drive the truck, he went along that night. And as he heard the preacher, a man called Mordecai Ham, tell the story of Jesus and how Jesus calls us to follow him, he was transfixed. He could tell that this related to his own life. Like Albert, he lived a fairly good life, but in his heart, he knew that he hadn't been trusting God with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And so this second lad, William, or known to his friends, Billy, started to follow Jesus. And Billy also started to fish for Jesus and started to tell people the good news of Jesus. His surname was Graham, Billy Graham. And Billy Graham, who died just a few months ago, it's thought that he preached to 215 million people in 185 countries. He met the Queen many times. He advised 12 presidents during their presidencies. There's Billy Graham towards the end of his life with Barack Obama. Wasn't it a good thing that Albert, once he started to follow Jesus, also started to fish for Jesus? Because one of the fish that he caught was no less than Billy Graham, the man who's probably told more people about Jesus in all the time since Jesus was here. So as we conclude and as we wrap up today, what have we seen? We've seen that Jesus calls us to follow him, and it's going to affect all the parts of our lives. It's not always going to be easy to follow Jesus. And maybe you need to think today about how following Jesus is going to impact your workplace or your school or your relationships, your family. And that might be something to go away and think about. Maybe there need to be a few changes so that people know that we're followers of Jesus. But it is a brilliant thing. It's a wonderful thing to follow the King who loves us and who serves us and who's come to set us free. He doesn't just ask us to follow him. He asks us, like those fishermen all those years ago, to fish for him as well. And it's the greatest adventure to let people know about Jesus. And one of the easiest ways of doing that is simply by saying, would you like to come to church with me? And we'd love to be a church that's accessible to people from all different backgrounds, where they can come and they can find out about him. So some of us need to start to follow Jesus. I'd encourage you to pray to Jesus, to turn from your sins and turn and trust in him. And some of us need to start to fish for Jesus. And maybe just as we close now, you might think of one friend who you'd like to pray for and who you'd like to tell a little bit more about Jesus. Let's pray together. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for sending Jesus into our world. And thank you for that day by the shore of Galilee many years ago when Jesus called his first disciples to rise up, leave their nets and their family and follow him. And we pray, Lord, for anyone who's thinking about making that decision for the first time. We thank you that Jesus is such a powerful and a kind King. And we pray that they would hear his voice calling them to come and follow. And then we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to fish for Jesus too, to spread the good news of what he's done for us and how good he is. And we long that many people in this area and in the wider area and the places where we've come from would come to hear of him. That like Albert and like William, they too might start to follow and start to fish for him. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.